Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for the which she is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's pray together this morning. Our Father in heaven, I pray that you would bless as we look into your word and we study from this portion of Scripture. And we rejoice in what you're going to do and we submit ourselves to you. And I pray that you bless these next few moments. I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 1, we find a story of a very unusual family. This family, if you were to study and just looking at it, here is Mary and Joseph, and Mary finds out she's going to have a child. Now, Mary, the Bible says she's a virgin. She's not just a young woman. She's a virgin. She's pure. And that in itself causes this family, this story, to be very unusual. This is the first time this has ever happened. We also find where this family is going to be a very unique family. It's prophesied that this family is going to come. There's prophecy we read here in Matthew 1 that the prophet said that a virgin shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. This is a prophetic family. This family was told by the prophets that this was going to happen. Its composition is very, very different. A virgin mother, a son who is God. And then you have Joseph, just a very common man. Now, Joseph is one that throughout the Bible we don't read a whole lot about. We read a lot about him during the time here when Christ was born. We read about him when Christ was about 12 years old, but we don't read much about Joseph after that. Some believe that Joseph had died at a young age of Jesus being a young age. His father had died, and so maybe Joseph had other children and passed away after that. The Bible doesn't tell us, but many believe that's what happened. And so it's just the makeup of the home. Here Jesus is born. He's got stepbrothers and stepsisters. The Bible tells us that Joseph and Mary had other children. And so Jesus is in a home where he is a home where his brothers and sisters are stepbrothers and sisters. We find this maybe to be true. Then Jesus was in a home where his father had died or was not there. And so Jesus was in a home where one parent was defending and caring and supplying for this family. You know, it's interesting if you study this home, there's a lot of things today that people go through where Jesus probably understood what you're going through. But I want to look at Joseph here this morning. Joseph, a very common person. There's really, if you study the life of Joseph, there's no glit nor glamour about Joseph. Joseph was just a hardworking man. He was one that was engaged to be married and probably listening as Mary planned their wedding and just dreaming about how he was going to care for his family. And something very unusual, something that Joseph was not expecting happened in his life. I wonder this morning, has there ever been something that's unexpected that's happened in your life, that's changed all your plans? I mean, you've thought through. You know what you're going to do for a living. You know how you're going to buy this house. You plan this wedding. You plan for a family. And God at times has a way of interrupting our plans, doesn't he? I remember just listening, and I learned very, very quickly when we were talking about marriage. I just said, yes, ma'am, if that's what you want to do. I'd listen to her mom and Michelle and her mom talk about the wedding plans, and I'd find out from her mom what Michelle liked, and when Michelle would ask me what I liked, I just simply said, I like that one, knowing that's the one she liked. I knew how to make her happy. In our plans, everything went just wonderful that leading up to our wedding, except a couple days before our wedding, Michelle started having a little bit of heart problems, and I just told her she was such in love with me that that's what happens, you know, when you're so in love. But just a little bit, a week or so before our wedding, she had to go on a heart monitor where she wore a heart monitor for a couple days, and they were concerned with her heart. And I remember leading up to this time and then finding that out, I thought, Lord, how could this happen? You know, we're planning a wedding, or she's at least, her and her mom are planning a wedding. I'm just going to be there. We're planning our future. And something like that comes right in the middle, and it causes concern. Here in this portion of Scripture, we find where Joseph is, his whole world got changed. One day, Mary is going to have a child. And Joseph understands and knows this, it cannot be his. And Mary comes to him and says, I'm going to have a child. Now, all of the dreams that Joseph must have had and all the plans that he had are all of a sudden now on hold. And we find here that Joseph, in verse number 19, the Bible says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Now, at that time, Joseph could have put her away and just kind of hid this thing and gone on with his life. Or he could have made her a public example and said, put her before everyone and say that, obviously, this child is not my child. And she must have been involved in another relationship because we're not married yet. And the Bible tells us that he does not know her. And that's in a physical sense. And so he knows this child is not his. And he had two choices. He had two choices. He could have made her a public example, or the Bible says he could have put her away privately. Now, this is interesting because here we find a lot of times in life when we're hurt or things don't go our way, we want everyone to know our innocence and somebody else's guilt. It's human nature. And here Joseph, he had the opportunity to present Mary to all those around and accuse her of something. But Joseph here, I like what the Bible tells us. He had the opportunity, but he was willing to care for her. Now, I want us to look at this thought this morning. Joseph, in a place where he could have made someone a public example, he cared enough about someone else's feelings and he put others first. Now, as I look at this portion of Scripture, I think, you know, here's Jesus in this family. Here's Jesus. He is God. He is the Son of God. He is 100% God, 100% man. There is something great about this family. Jesus is involved. Here is Mary. Mary was one that she was not sinless, and she was human. She had sinned, and she sinned before Christ. She sinned after Christ, so Mary was not perfect. She was not chosen because she was perfect, but when God chose someone to birth his son, Mary was chosen. That makes her pretty special. But Joseph, what's so special about him? I believe this, we could find that there are some qualities about Joseph that each and every one of us ought to look to today. And the first one I see is this, that Joseph cared for other people's feelings. Now, that's unusual in the world we live in today, isn't it? We live in a world where it's all about us. You say, well, that's not true. Well, go to the store and have someone in front of you taking their time, and you get pretty upset about that, don't you? Someone stay at the stop sign a little bit too long, and we don't like that. Get behind someone driving a little bit too slow, and we think they ought to hurry up. You know, the reality is this. We live, and a lot of times we live, and we make selfish decisions in life, especially when someone has hurt us. A lot of times we can justify when things happen in our lives. We can say they deserve this or they deserve that because they were wrong and look what they did. Here, Joseph had the opportunity to make an example out of Mary, but he chose to care for her. He chose to consider her feelings. And I believe a wonderful attribute about Joseph we see here today is something that each and every one of us could take out of here, and it would revolutionize many of our relationships. We actually put somebody else's feelings first. You know, this is a wonderful example here for husbands and wives. There's a lot of times that there's problems in the home, and it's because we don't want to consider our spouse. You know, even when you're wrong, even when the other person is perceived to be wrong, in this situation, it appears like Joseph has been wrong. Joseph knows that he's doing everything the way he's supposed to do it. Joseph has been moral. Joseph has been right. Joseph has done everything the way he was supposed to do it. And then he's presented, Mary's going to have a child. You know, if that was you or I in that situation, how would you handle that? I know how I would think to handle that. But I think each and every one of us ought to look at how Joseph handled that, and Joseph cared about someone else. You know, he took the time to try to understand the situation before he responded to that situation. I find here as well, look with me in verse number 20, the Bible says, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Now, you find here in this portion of Scripture that first, Joseph is thinking about what's going on. Mary was with child. The angel hasn't come to him yet to tell him what's going on. He's found this out from Mary, and he's contemplating what's going on. He says, the Bible says in verse number 20, "But while he thought on these things." You know what it tells me about Joseph? He's a very mature man. He's mature in his thinking. He doesn't make a rash decision. Here, Joseph could have said, "Mary, you are wrong, and I am not going to have this on me, and I'm not going to have others look to me and talk about me. I'm going to deal with this publicly. I'm going to deal with your sin. I'm going to deal with your problem." He doesn't know the whole story yet, but still the Bible tells us this, that he thought on these things. You know, I think that, again, that's a wonderful example that we could learn from how Joseph dealt with conflict in his life. Joseph was mature. He thought. He wanted to consider. He wanted to be sure he had all the information before he made a decision. You know, Joseph might have been the common man in this group of people here. But there are some wonderful qualities about Joseph's life that I think could help us. When you get put into a situation where you don't understand, and at times maybe it doesn't make sense, or you get put into a situation where maybe you've been hurt, and you realize, I don't know the whole story. Joseph took the time to say, I'm going to think before I react. I want to ask you to raise your hand, because I'm sure each and every one of us would. But how many of you have ever made a decision without thinking? Only maybe to regret it later. You know, Joseph could have messed a lot of things up. Joseph could have hurt a lot of people. Joseph could have reacted, and Joseph could have convinced himself that he was right. He could have convinced others that he was right. He could have brought Mary before a group and said, she has obviously been caught in adultery. She's with child, and this child is not mine. And he could have behaved in such a way where he could have hurt her and hurt others. But Joseph, the Bible shows us here, is very mature. He thought before he reacted. What a wonderful example. Christian, could we imagine the hurt that would not be caused in relationships if we would think before we acted? You know, a lot of times with raising children, if you've raised children, many a times you react And afterwards, you think to yourself, boy, I wish I could have handled that differently. A lot of times, maybe in a marriage relationship, there's a situation that comes and we react instead of thinking, and it hurts things more than helps things. There's many relationships that are broken. There's many friendships that are broken. There's many family members not speaking to each other and not talking with each other. There may be even many Christian brothers and sisters in Christ that are not fellowshipping and talking with each other. And the reason why is a situation happens in their life, and instead of considering the other person and instead of thinking things through clearly, we react too soon. You know what intrigues me between verse number 19 and 20 in this? Because Joseph didn't react and make a public example of Mary and waited and was mature and thought through, it gave time for the angel to come and speak to him. Now think about that, please. Because Joseph was mature and wasn't hasty in doing what he could have justified in doing, it gave God an opportunity to show Joseph what he's doing in his life. Boy, let that sink in, please. Because I believe a lot of times God will be doing something in our life, and God will allow things to happen. God was obviously working in the life of Joseph. He was working in the life of Mary. He was wanting to do something miraculous with this family. Jesus was going to be born in this family. And Joseph, when he found out the news, instead of being hasty, instead of making a quick judgment, instead of accusing Mary, he wasn't sure what he was going to do, but he knew this: before I make a decision, I need to take the necessary time and consider all sides. And because he was willing to do that, it gave the opportunity and the time for God to allow the angel to come to Joseph and speak to Joseph, and Joseph then got all the information. See, his maturity allowed him the time necessary to get the adequate information so he could make a good judgment. That's a wonderful thought. You know, maybe a situation comes into your life or a problem comes into your life, and God is going to use that for his glory. God is going to use that so that he's magnified. God's going to use that so Christ is exalted, and something comes into our life and we don't like it, or we don't think we deserve it, or we don't want it there. Instead of being hasty with it, instead of saying, I'm going to react to this, instead of saying, I'm wrong and or I'm right and someone else is wrong, instead of looking at the situation that way, what we need to do is we need to be mature about it, think through it, and allow God to reveal what he's trying to accomplish in our life. Joseph was at a place, because of his maturity, God was revealing things to him. I want us to continue to look here in this portion of Scripture about Joseph. Now, even all that is true, the fact of the matter is this: Mary's with child. Mary understands, maybe Mary doesn't fully understand why, but Mary understands because an angel has come to Mary and told Mary what's happening. Joseph now understands because he's told by Mary, and the angel comes to Joseph and says, Joseph, this is what's happening. So now Mary and Joseph both understand. But Joseph still has a problem. Not everyone else understands. Joseph's got to tell his family. Joseph's got to tell his friends. Joseph's got to tell the community, others that are preparing and going to be a part of this wedding, others that are happy about this engagement, others that want to be a part of their life, their neighbors, their friends, their family. Now they are going to be involved in this because Mary is with child, and they know they've not been married yet. This is a difficult time for Joseph. Joseph still could have said, after he considered everything, you know, God, I don't know if I can endure this. I don't know if I can handle this, what others think. And even the possibility of this, I'm going to be the father of Jesus Christ. You know, God is putting Joseph through some things here, and Joseph is mature. He's considering other people. And I want us to look in verse number 24. The Bible says, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. You know what I see a great quality here with Joseph? He was submissive to God. God was wanting to do a work in Joseph's life, and Joseph was willing to let God do it. Now, when we want God to work, we want Him to do some great things. You know, God, if You would bless my life with great riches, I would really enjoy that. God, if You bless my life with great health, that would be a great thing. I'll receive that. I'm good with that. If You want to bless me in a way where my family and the people I love prospered, if the blessings You give me are positive and encouraging and just promote just me being happy, I'm good with all of those blessings, God. How many of you would agree with that? But if You're going to bless me with something that's going to potentially cause me a problem, that's difficult. If You're going to bless me here with the Son and the Savior of the world, that's a wonderful thing, but it's also a difficult thing. Maybe God has allowed things in your life, and you're looking at it, and you're saying, God, I don't see the blessing in this. I see You working in my life, and I see that You're there, but I don't see this being a blessing. Here Joseph, the Bible tells us in verse 24, being raised from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. He took unto him his wife. You know, Joseph was very submissive to whatever God had for his life. You know, again, each and every one of us could learn something from Joseph's life here. When God is working in our life, when God is trying to perform something in our life, when God is perfecting us, when God is trying to accomplish something for His glory, we need to be submissive to whatever it is, even if we don't always agree. See, Joseph was wise enough to realize this. He doesn't have to have the whole picture. If God is in control, we need to submit to that. Each and every one of us ought to have that same attitude. If God is working, then I need to be submissive. My response to God working in my life is always and should always be a spirit of submission, not resistance to what God is doing. There's some maybe here today that God is working in your life. And when God works in our life, it's not always comfortable. When God works in our life and wants to accomplish something for His glory through us, it doesn't always feel good. It doesn't always come the way we want it to come. I remember just maybe 8 or 9 months ago or so, the Lord began to stir my heart. And I knew the church that I was pastoring, I knew that it was just God was going to begin to close the door there, and it just didn't make sense. If we looked at the things that were happening around, it seemed like God was blessing. Our church was growing and the church was healthy and the finances were healthy. We were buying property. It just seemed like, God, You're working in a great way. And God began to stir my heart, and it didn't make sense. And the reality is this, I didn't like it. And I struggled with God. I went to my wife and I said, I believe that God is beginning to stir my heart and God has another place for us. And she had the same response I had. I don't like it. So now I'm wrestling with God and wrestling with my wife. That's a tough thing. They're both stronger than me. You know, we don't always like when God's working. We don't always like what God is doing. We don't always like when God is working in our life. We want Him, again, to touch us in a wonderful way where we walk away feeling blessed, but sometimes He touches our lives and we don't always feel like we're blessed. Joseph here, God was touching his life, and Joseph doesn't always feel like this is a blessed thing. This is causing difficulty. This is causing problems. This is causing conversation I never wanted to have. This is causing emotions I've never felt before. This is causing me to change what we thought we were going to change. When Michelle and I first got married, we had a plan. we were going to wait 5 years before we started having children. Anyone else have a plan like that? Well, about 10 months into this marriage, she comes to me. She ruined our plan. She told me, she said, I think we're going to have a child. And I said, we haven't been married 5 years yet. And she says, guess what? And then what happened, she gave me 5 kids in those first 5 years. It all changed. Our plans changed. But I remember planning, we're gonna buy a house and we're gonna live in this house and we're gonna do this and we're gonna have children here and she's gonna work here and I'm gonna work here and all these things are gonna happen. And guess what? Not all those plans happened. Joseph, I could imagine he's saying the same thing as he's planning with Mary. We're gonna have get married here, and this is when we're gonna get married, and this is where we're gonna live, and this is where we're gonna work, and this is when we're gonna have children. And God changed his plans. God is allowed to change our plans. Christian, we need to remember this morning that God always knows better than us. Our plans may be good plans, but unless they're God's plans for our life, they're not great plans. The only plan for our life that is great is the plan that God has for us. And we don't find here in Matthew chapter 1 where Joseph is resisting. We don't find here where Joseph says, you're going to have to give me some time here, God. Maybe there's some here today that God is working in your life and God is molding you and making you into what he wants you to be, and it doesn't always feel good. When God is working and when that potter is molding that clay, it changes us and it makes us different than what we think we might want to be. But we must always remember that if it's God's way, it is always the best way. Even when it hurts. Even when it's not what we wanted. And Joseph didn't say to God in verse number 24, all right, God, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate you sending the angel to fill me in. And I'm not gonna put her away, and I'm not gonna make her a public example, but I don't know what I'm going to do. You're gonna have to give me time. You know, sometimes when God is working in our life, that's how we treat God. You're gonna have to give me time to like this, God. You're going to have to give me time to accept this, God. You're going to have to give me an opportunity here. You know, you just put this in my life. That's not what I wanted, and I don't know if I like it. God, you're going to have to give me some time to be okay. Joseph, his example to us is this. The next morning, being raised from sleep, he did as the angel said. And listen to me, my friend. When God is working in our lives, the best thing we can do is be submissive. Accept what he's doing. Realize this, that he is always in control. Realize this, that his plan is always greater than our plan. Realize this, that he wants to accomplish more out of our lives than we could ever dream of accomplishing. And realize this, if it's his plan and we're submissive to his plan, then he will give us the strength to get through this plan. We find here that Joseph was submissive. You know, I see in verse number 25 as well, I want us to look quickly there, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. I think this is probably one of the most remarkable verses in this chapter when looking at Joseph. He took unto him his wife. He said, Mary, we're getting married. But the Bible says that from the time he got married till the time that Jesus was born, he knew her not. Joseph was a very moral man. Joseph realized this, because God is working in my life, in the life of someone else, I may be allowed something, but I will resist from something so that God can continue to work. Mary was his wife. Every relationship that comes with a husband and wife was rightfully Joseph's. Everything that Joseph thought of and everything that Joseph dreamed of in his marriage was rightfully his. She became his wife. But the Bible says he knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son. Joseph knew that God is working in the life of someone else. God is working in my life. He's wanting to accomplish something great. And because God is working, there may be something that is mine and rightfully mine, but I'm willing to withhold from it so that God can do what he wants to do. This shows me Joseph's attitude in letting God work. Sometimes people say, okay, God, you win. You do what you want. I don't like it. And we tell God we don't like it. Matter of fact, as God's working in our life, we tell others, I don't like it. When God is working in our life, and if there are situations that we don't like, we make it known. I don't like what God's doing. Like that's going to change the situation. But here Joseph, he shows us his heart. He understands he didn't ask for this. He realizes this puts difficulty in his life. He realizes that Mary is also going through this. He realizes that his decisions are so vitally important that he needs to be close with God and consider what God wants for his life and Mary's life. And he's willing to say, if I rightfully can have something, I will not, so that God can still continue to bless. You know, that shows me Joseph's not bitter. So many people, God's working in their life, and as God's working, they say, okay, I'm going along with it, but they're bitter as it's happening. Joseph's not bitter here. Joseph says, you know what, if God's working, I'm going to trust him. If God's working in my life, I'm going to trust him. If God wants this to happen, I'm going to believe it's the right thing. I'm not going to force myself into this situation. I'm going to let God work. And you know what's exciting to me is this. Joseph realized the best thing he could do is just trust God and know at the outcome, at the end of this situation, the best was going to be there if he let God control the situation. So many times, friends, so many times things happen in our life. We get to the point of submission saying, okay, I'm going to let God work. But is our heart attitude submissive to him? Can God really truly do whatever he wants in your life and you'll be okay? Is there anything in your life that you love more than God? You know, there's certain things in my life. God, you can have these certain things, but please don't do this. God, you can have, you know, I'll submit and I'll go wherever you want to go, but please don't ever put anything on my wife that would be difficult. God, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll submit in any of these areas, but please give me healthy children. I don't want to deal with sick children. God, I'll do whatever you want to do, but please don't touch my finances. I can submit to anything you want, but there's certain things, God, that are off limits. And if God chooses to touch those things in your life that you feel are off limits, how are you going to respond? Here we find that Joseph responded in such a way where he wanted to be sure that other people's feelings were in consideration here. Joseph knew this, I'm not going through this problem alone. Mary's going through it as well, and I'm going to give her what she needs to get through what God's working in her life as well. He realized this, that I need to take the time necessary. I need to be mature. I need to take the time so that God can give me and reveal to me what he wants me to know, so that through this trial, through this difficulty, through this time of life that is not what I expected, his perfect will is accomplished. And even when he doesn't always like it, he's submissive. He says, God, I'll do as you ask of me immediately. He was moral. You know, we live in a day in a world, morals are about gone, aren't they, in society? it's kind of society now is do whatever you feel is right. If you want this to be right, then it's right. You know, the most dangerous thing about taking this book out of society, this book out of public places, by just making this just another book, what it does is this book is truth. This book is the only truth. And by saying that this does not matter, what we're saying is truth is whatever you want it to be. It's however you want to feel. It's however you want, whatever decision you want. If it makes you feel good, then it's truth and you can do it. But Joseph realized this, that morals are still right, and truth is still right, and godliness is still right, and holiness is still right, and it doesn't matter. Circumstances in my life do not dictate what is truth or not truth. Circumstances in my life are there, and I must go by God's word, but put God's word in it, and whatever God's word says is truth is what's truth. Not my feeling on it for the day. How many of you realize this? Today you might think something's right, and then tomorrow, because your mood is different, it seemed like that was a bad decision, and you got a better one today. That happens to all of us. Our moods, our spirit changes things as time. But Joseph realized this: I need to make the right decision based upon God's word, based upon what God has told me, not based upon my emotions or my feelings. And if we make decisions based upon God's word, moral decisions, and right decisions based upon His word, then God's will can be accomplished. I want you to look with me in verse number 1, and I'll be through, of chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Verse number 1 of chapter 2 says this: Now when Jesus was born, Jesus was born to be the payment for our sin, so that each and every one of us here today that need to be saved can look to the cross and what Jesus did on the cross, accept that gift, repent of our sins, and be saved. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was born of Mary. Joseph was there. Jesus was born. He came. He died so that mankind can be forgiven of their sins by putting their faith in Christ. What amazes me about that story is this: Jesus was born. God's perfect will was accomplished. And Joseph got to be a part of it. Joseph got to be a part of it because he said, you know what? Other people's feelings matter. You know what? I'm going to handle this situation I don't like. I'm going to handle it maturely. I'm going to submit to things in my life that God is doing, even when I don't understand. And I'm going to constantly be moral and let the Bible be my guide through times of difficulty, through times of when even I think I can be right, in times where I can have this and be right. No, Joseph said, I'm going to let the Bible be my moral compass. I'm going to follow it. And because he did, we get to verse number 1 of chapter 2. Jesus is born. What God wanted to accomplish, he accomplished. And Joseph saw God work because of how he responded to God. My thought here this morning: how much more could we see God working in our lives if we responded the same way Joseph responded? And then secondly, my thought is this: what aren't we seeing God do because we're not responding the way Joseph responded? God wants to do something miraculous. It isn't always going to be the way we want it done. How are you going to respond today when God wants to accomplish something in your life Will you respond like Joseph responded? Or will you respond opposite? And how you respond is going to be either a blessing, or we may not see what God wanted us to see. Joseph got to see Christ born because he responded properly to God's working in his life.